This is PodTech News. I'm Catherine Girardeau. On Tuesday, Google announced it's releasing a free online spreadsheet program called Google Spreadsheets. The move is being interpreted by some as another step in a systematic assault on Microsoft's core market, Office software. The program is still in beta and is being offered as a limited test via the Google Labs webpage. The company said Google Spreadsheets will allow users to create, store, and share basic spreadsheets in real time on the web. We checked in with Laura DiDio, a software industry analyst with the Yankee Group in Boston, to get her take on whether Google's announcement represents a significant threat to Microsoft.
Well, I think that when we have to look at this announcement, we need to put it in perspective. It's very heavy on symbolism, and the actual product itself is light on features and functionality. So you're absolutely correct when you say at this point it's not much of a threat to Microsoft corporate customers. However, it may appeal to certain customers, consumer customers, maybe some academic environments, or some very, very small businesses. But the real meat or heart of this announcement is the fact that once again we are seeing Google and Microsoft go head-to-head. I mean, certainly Microsoft covets Google's online advertisers, and Google covets Microsoft's desktop and office users. So that's what this is about. Google is basically throwing down the gauntlet once again, okay, for about the 10th time in as many months, and saying, okay, Microsoft, here we are, we're coming at you. So this web-hosted spreadsheet program is basically, at this point, you really can't even call it Excel Lite. It is lacking the most compelling features and functions that make Excel what it is. You don't have drag-and-drop capabilities, you don't have the macro capabilities, charting and auto-filter, but Google is going with its strength here. And what they are doing with Google Spreadsheets is imbuing the product with a lot of collaborative features, okay, so that people and maybe in the future corporate enterprises will be able to simultaneously view and edit data while they're conducting an in-document chat. So it's more of a social phenomenon at this point. And certainly that does have quite a bit of allure to, you know, a consumer audience. And you cannot underestimate the fact that Google is bringing a lot to the table. They are certainly a worthy challenger to Microsoft. They certainly have a war chest that's comparable to Microsoft's, and they are very highly regarded in the market. But at this point, I don't think Microsoft has to worry about its corporate base of enterprise Excel users defecting. And notice I said at this point.
Corporate enterprise in the future might be seeing some competition.
Well, yes, they might. It all depends on how quickly Google mounts a challenge and whether or not they opt to really fill in the feature blanks that don't exist in the product today. Certainly a lot of customers would like to see an alternative to Excel, just to have an alternative out there. Just as Microsoft's smaller competitors begin to worry when Microsoft targets a new market that could challenge one of these their own competitors, certainly I think Microsoft has to be concerned when they see a company of Google's size, strength, and enormous resources targeting their market. So I think this is going to be very, very interesting. I mean, in the past, we used to see the old rivalries, HP and IBM, or even the now defunct Digital Equipment Corp. Then it was IBM and Microsoft and Apple, Oracle and IBM. So I think that for the next, 5 years, we're going to see Google and Microsoft go at it.
Right. And Google started, well, as you said, you know, one a month or so. It acquired Writely, this online word processor, in March. But because these programs themselves aren't presenting significant competition for Microsoft, it's more symbolic, as you said. Do you think that Google is releasing these products prematurely? Should they not perhaps wait until they really have something to compete with Microsoft's suite?
Well, that's an interesting concept. I think if you're Google, I think their idea is, let's strike while the iron is hot. And no company has been hotter over the last 2 years than Google. In a lot of ways, you can make a case for Sergey and Larry, Google's co-founders, being, you know, the Bill Gates and Steve Ballmer of the, you know, the 21st century. Don't forget, Bill and Steve were, you know, young upstarts in their early 20s when they founded Microsoft and took on IBM. And I think Larry and Sergey have a lot of that going for them, you know, right now. And plus, look at how high Google stock is. They have huge resources, and they are very highly thought of in the marketplace. So they've got the momentum, they've got the cash, and the opportunity is right. So I think that this is a case of let's strike while the iron is hot, rather than, you know, give Microsoft a chance to, you know, really close up the market totally. The intriguing aspect of this is just what the next salvo is going to be in this game of one-upmanship.
Well, Laura, thank you so much for being on the podcast. This has been a window into the release of Google's spreadsheet and what that might mean for Microsoft. So thanks again for being on the podcast.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
This is PodTech News. I've been speaking with Laura DiDio, who's an analyst in the software industry sector at Yankee Group in Boston.